C-3PO announced.
The observation posts are reporting that the Anakin Solo and Megador have both launched their starfighter complements.
He's not buying our act, Han said. We need to give him a reason to keep coming down the throat and clear out while we still can.
Han snapped the comlink from his pocket and opened a channel to the convoy commander.
Time to get out of here, Ben, but don't send everyone at once. We've got to make it look good.
Okay.
Ben's voice sounded uncertain.
This is Uncle Han, right?
Yeah, Han said. You got a problem with that?
No, but Dad, Master Skywalker said to wait for his order.
Han glanced over at Luke, who was still staring at the floor with nothing in his eyes but his pupils, then looked at the wall display again.
Your dad's busy right now, Han said, and the Megador is probably going to open fire with her long-range turbo lasers real soon. I kind of thought you'd want to be gone when that happens.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. Initiating decoy operation at once.
A few seconds later, a motley assortment of light transports began to shoot away from the station. The first part of their trajectory carried them directly up the throat toward Kytus's fleet. But within a minute or so, they started to arc around the bulge of Kogo's amber-striped sphere, heading for the ice field where the Hapens lay in hiding. If all went according to plan, Kytus would pursue, Tenel Ka would ambush him, and the assault fleet would be destroyed. But battles never went according to plan. As it grew more apparent that the transports were fleeing, the remnant fleet did begin to accelerate down the throat again, moving to pursue them into the ice field, just as Luke and Tenel Ka had hoped. But the Solo and the Megador remained behind, with a handful of escorts moving down the throat to fire on Ororo Station.
That's not good, Leia observed.
It could be worse, Han said reassuringly. I'm not sure how, but it could be.
Of course, that was when the life returned to Luke's eyes. He shook his head and frowned out the viewport for a moment, then turned to study the situation on the wall display.
Strange, Luke said. I don't recall telling Ben to evacuate.
Guess you were talking in your sleep again, Han said. But it was time. Trust me.
Luke chuckled. It seems I have no other choice. As usual, he said. But Kytus's caution does throw a hydrospanner in our plan. I don't suppose you came up with a brilliant alternative plan while I was sleeping.
Actually, I have, Han said. First, we all get the kark off this heap before they start blowing it apart.
Like the little brother it was named for, the Anakin Solo hung in the shadow of the mighty Megador. The Megador was pounding away with its long-range turbo lasers, pouring a river of crimson beams down the throat toward the Ororo station. Jaina glanced over at the scorched ruin of a Stealth X floating next to her own pock-holed wreck. Zek was leaning down in the cockpit, trying to splice together a wire beneath the control panel. She knew it was nothing critical because, incredibly, both Stealth X's were still flyable. A tiny ball of orange blossomed between Kogo and Uluk, as one of the Megador's turbolaser strikes found its target, and a spray of tiny specks began to fly toward both planets. When the flames died away, Jaina could see that the massive station was still spinning, despite the loss of about a sixth of its outer wheel. The Megador continued to spit crimson beams down the throat, striking the target half a dozen times in as many seconds. Ororo Station started to come apart in chunks large enough to identify, and Jaina began to see sections of spokes and wheels tumbling toward the amber-striped faces of the twin gas giants. Then the Force shuddered with the surprise of thousands of beings, and the mist began to flash and flicker with a never-ending cascade of turbolaser fire. Time to arm the shadow bomb, Sneaky, Jaina said to her astromech droid. All of them, Jaina replied. The Anakin Solo fired its ion engines and began to accelerate, starting to bank toward them almost immediately. The Megador lagged behind. Its huge mass required more energy to move, and its big engines required more time to reach peak efficiency. Through the gap between the two, the starfighter battle raging in the throat was just visible. A color-laced mesh of streaking lights and sudden eruptions. Jaina could already make out the sickle-nosed dots of a few Wookiee Owls and the sleek cylinders of about half a dozen Skip-Ray blast boats, along with the tiny cruciform shapes of the XJ-7 swarming them. What truly surprised her, however,
were the blocky silhouettes of the Stealth X flight already coming up toward the Anakin Solo's belly. They were rolling and dodging and sliding away from the Solo's defensive fire as though their pilots knew where it would blossom before it arrived.